In just about every corner of the internet these days, chances are you'll hear this.
Soon may the weatherman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our...
The viral video of a sea shanty has led to a new interest in traditional songs of the sea, folk music that's long been kept alive in New England. WBUR's Amelia Mason set out to discover why sea shanties are taking the internet by storm.
It started on December 27th. When a Scottish singer named Nathan Evans posted a song on the video sharing app TikTok.
There once was a ship that put to sea. The name of the ship was a Bully of Tea. The winds blew up her bow, dipped down below my bully boys blow.
Evans was singing a folk song called The Wellerman, which he tagged with the hashtag Sea Shanty. The next day, a TikTok user called Luke the Voice recorded himself singing a bass line.
Soon may the weatherman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum.
The song picked up more steam as more and more people joined in.
Soon may the weatherman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
Soon, the internet was in the throes of a full-blown sea shanty obsession. Kermit the Frog made a video. All Star by Smash Mouth was transformed into a sea shanty. There was even a remix. And that's when a Gloucester folk singer named David Coffin started getting emails.
People reaching out to me and saying, Have you seen this? And, I mean, I had heard of TikTok, and that was it.
There's a reason everyone was reaching out. Coffin is kind of known as the sea shanty guy, ever since his own sea shanty video went viral a few years ago. Or maybe you know him as the singing sailor in the fishing village thriller Blow the Man Down. The song that went viral on TikTok, Coffin says, is from New Zealand, about a whaling ship that sets out on a voyage and gets stuck in a kind of limbo.
They're hooked to the whale, but they can't pull it in. So it's like this endless voyage.
But Coffin says, the Wellerman may be about a ship, but it's not actually a sea shanty.
A shanty is, by nature, it's a work song. It's a song with a function.
Shanties weren't just songs about sailing. They gave sailors a rhythm to work to. A task like raising the anchor took a whole bunch of people, all turning a giant axle called a capstan, together.
So the men would all stamp around the capstan to the beat of the song. From Boston Harbor we set sail. The wind was blowing the devil of a gale. With our ensign set, all the abaft the mizzen peak, and the dolphin striker plowing up the deep with the big...
The common verse and response form of shanties probably came from the work songs of enslaved Africans and other music of the African diaspora, merged with British and Irish balladry. And these songs were simple by design.
The songs had to be really easy to learn, pick up on the chorus after one or two times through, and you would sing on it.
I think it's highly accessible and something people can cop onto quite easily.
That's Bonnie Milner of the New York all-women sea shanty group, the Johnson Girls. TikTok may have just discovered sea shanties, but people like Milner have been keeping the tradition alive for decades. You don't have to be a trained singer, she says. It's all about social singing in a group.
When you're singing the grand chorus to a shanty and the room just erupts with these harmonies, you know, just voices just layer on one on top of the other.
Since the pandemic, sea shanty enthusiasts haven't been able to gather in pubs and churches to sing together. But that hasn't stopped them from meeting online. Milner runs a regular sea shanty sing on Zoom, which he says draws hundreds of people from all over the world.
It harkens back to the day where I think of sea music as the first world music because it traveled globally via ships, and different people in different cultures would be picked up along the ships, and their common work language was shanties.
Any one song that you sing with other people, that's a community right there. And I think there is such a need for community, for feeling connected, especially now.
And we'll roll your chariot along. We'll roll your...
there's an important function there. It's important to pay attention to it and honor it and do what you can or what I can to enable it.
So, in the spirit of Sea Shanty TikTok, Coffin downloaded the app. He posted a video of himself singing and invited people to join in. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amelia Mason.
Town wouldn't do us any harm.
Oh, a night on the town wouldn't do us any harm.
Oh, a night on the town wouldn't do us any harm.
And we'll all hang on behind.
And we'll roll the old.
We'll roll the old.
We'll roll the old.
And we'll all hang on behind.
Festival wouldn't do us any harm.
Oh, another festival wouldn't do us any harm.
Whoa.